On July 31st, 2011, Jennifer Farr Davis at the FKT, do you know what that means? Because I had no idea. It's fastest known time record on the Appalachian Trail, completing the trail in just 46 days, 11 hours, and 20 minutes, a feat that takes most hikers 6 months. Hiking an average of 47 miles per day, Davis was the first woman to claim the overall title on the Appalachian Trail. Since her thru-hike record, which she held for 4 years, Davis has set out on a new quest, the quest to find out what exactly defines endurance, where it comes from, if gender plays a role, and how we can harness it to achieve our dreams. Her new book, The Pursuit of Endurance, Harnessing the Record-Breaking Power of Strength and Resilience, aims to answer those questions and more through interviews with renowned endurance athletes, fellow record setters, an exercise physiology expert, and through her own accomplishments in the world of endurance hiking, backpacking, and trail running. Again, the name of the book is The Pursuit of Endurance, and we welcome Jennifer Farr Davis to the roundtable. How are you, Jennifer?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It's really nice to have you on the program, and I find your story to be fascinating. What set you out after I listed your achievements here, but what set you out on this quest of trying to figure out endurance?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I didn't grow up hiking and backpacking and spending much time outdoors. And it wasn't until I graduated college and then hiked the Appalachian Trail the normal way, the 5 month way. I had that experience. It completely changed my life. It changed who, you know, I was. It transformed my values. And it made me realize that I could really do so much more than I thought was possible, and that most of my effort up until that point had been spent meeting other people's expectations instead of my own potential. And so then now that's been a long 15-year journey I've had, where I've tried to define the difference between expectations and, you know, cultural, societal, communal expectations versus what's our potential, what's our passion, what are we capable of. And it was strange to me because I set this record on the trail in 2011. And I honestly, I haven't done a 40-mile day since then. I haven't done a 30-mile day since then. But that experience becomes more and more important to me as my life grows more difficult with two young kids under the age of 5 and running my own company and trying to write books and stay happily married and then dealing with a friend who's sick or a loved one who's undergoing tragedy. And it's just like the lessons of endurance are the same, whether they're physical, mental, or emotional. So I wanted to explore that and help other people sort of find their own tools for endurance.
Well, it's a fascinating thing that you're doing, and obviously figuring all of that and balancing it is very difficult. When you look at just the fact that, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, maybe 100 people completed the Appalachian Trail. Now, last year, I believe the number was almost 700. So what is it about it, do you think? What is it about these tests of long distance, of endurance, that are drawing more people? It's still a low number, but certainly more people than before, of what's drawing people to doing that kind of thing?
Well, you know, I think we have an evolutionary need to be outdoors, to move, and to endure. It's how people have existed since the beginning of time. So it's interesting to me. I would actually say that as our society trends away from outdoor activities and outdoor recreation and exercise, there's this calling or a void or a voice in so many people that they're recognizing that says, you know what? It doesn't feel right for me to be in four walls at home, to get in a car, to go to work, to sit in a cubicle, to stare at a screen, and then repeat it the next day. So I think a lot of people are looking for a more natural existence and something that sort of appeals to who they are and their humanity. And I think you find that on long distance trails.
And you're finding more women doing it too, correct?
Yes, the number of women doing it and women hiking by themselves is certainly going up. And now even with these trail records, we're seeing that women and men can compete equally, and there don't need to be two separate categories for the genders.
So talk about that, about how gender does not affect one's ability to succeed in these types of long-distance sports.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I never thought a lot about gender rights or equality, or even, you know, how I was portrayed in society as a female, or what the expectations were of me as a woman, until I started hiking. And it took me kind of getting out of mainstream culture for me to think, oh, again, like, the expectations of me might not suit my potential and my passions. And on the trail, I love it because there is no hierarchy, and the trail does not discriminate based off gender. And one thing I found at the end, and this is something where, you know, a lot of my girlfriends who are hikers, we talk about this frequently, is like, we get to the end of the trail, and again, it could be a 4-month, 5-month, 6-month journey. We feel great. We look great. The guys we've hiked with are like emaciated. they're dragging.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, physically, even though as women usually we hate it, we hold on to our weight better. We have lower hydration and caloric needs based off our body frame. Typically, our bodies were literally built for pregnancy. So, like, carrying a pack is what we were made to do. So it's cool to start seeing all these advantages of being a woman and being a woman out on the trail. And that was kind of what led me to, you know, try to pit my adventure and my ability and my endurance against that of other very accomplished male athletes. And then as a result, and then through the research I've done, we see there's no gender gap when it comes to endeavors of extreme endurance. And I think that's really empowering.
It is empowering. And it's really interesting, too, because you make the point in the book that when you think of the obstacles facing women, most often it is the psychological obstacle, right? It is the thought of the individual of saying, I can't do that. I can't compete against my male counterpart, that it's more in your head.
Absolutely. I think it's completely true. And I'm not going to stand here and tell you that women and men are built equally. You know, men and women, there are differences. There's very biological differences. And men tend to do better with things that require speed and strength. But when you take that out of the equation, then I think women limit themselves more with just their mindset. And it's not unfounded. I think, you know, within our culture, there's these expectations that there should be a difference. And really, you know, that's, I think, what, whether it's on the trail or in your office place or in your family or whatever it is, like, women are still struggling to voice their rights and find equal ground. And it's just, it's interesting that my journey actually took place on a literal trail to,
right,
you know, find equality. But most people, I think, find it at work and in culture.
You have a line in the book that I think is interesting, that if a woman believes that she can compete equally with men, then she can. Well, as simple as that.
Yeah, there's probably, I mean, that might be, there might be more context with that. But, you know, I do think it is, like, so much of the book, whether it's about gender or other things, is the body can accomplish what the mind sets forth.
Right.
Right. So it's like these people in the book, whether they're male or female, they've set these really unreasonable expectations for what they're going to accomplish, things that no one has ever done before. And yet, because in their mind they think my body can do it, the body rises to meet that challenge and that occasion. And so I think, you know, with that text, again, you know, unfortunately, no matter how much I want it or visualize it, I'm not going to be Usain Bolt in 100-yard dash. But I do think when it comes to work, when it comes to a boardroom, when it comes to, like, you know, how I want my life to look, I have to see myself where I want to be based on gender and other things.
Let's talk about the psychological just for a moment, which is, do you know why, male or female, what it is within you, what it is within athletes such as yourself who want to pursue endurance, who want to do the extreme, and what it is of what they get out of it, not only physically, but what they get out of it mentally, that you have so many more people wanting to achieve these personal goals?
Yeah, well, I think, again, I would say it's almost this reawakening of something we're losing in our culture. Like, we are capable of so much. Like, our bodies and minds are capable of so much. And, you know, not just the physical endurance of the trail, but the ability for the mind to stay present and focused on one activity for months at a time is a real gift. And it's something that it's almost impossible to find at home, because we live in this like hectic multitasking world where we jump from one thing to the next every few minutes and then get notifications in between. And so I think, you know, this idea of endurance, this idea of a long journey, this idea of being present and living a more simple existence, it's something that humans connect to, and they're looking for places to find it. They're looking for places outside of their devices and the noises and the constant stimulation. And I think, you know, they're finding it where I found it. They're finding it on the trail.
The name of the book is The Pursuit of Endurance, Harnessing the Record-Breaking Power of Strength and Resilience. The book is published by Viking. Jennifer Farr Davis, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much. Best of luck with the future endeavors and with the book as well.
Thanks, y'all.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Jennifer Farr Davis is the author of The Pursuit of Endurance, Harnessing the Record-Breaking Power of Strength and Resilience, published by Viking. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.